than you would think. In other words, there is this kind of time on task, and you have to call the person, you have to make the plans to see each other, and it's not quite convenient. You don't really feel like it. It's raining out. You've got a lot of work to do. And all the things that would prevent you from doing like your physical therapy are the same things that would prevent you from investing in friendship. And when I think about my longest lived and deepest friendships, I can't say that there was immediate chemistry with these people. It's not like, oh, it was like falling in love and like, I guess I just found the right one. It was more like, these are the friendships where through habit, through circumstance, and through diligence, we mutually invested a lot and called each other, you know, once every week for now over 2 decades. And those are my closest friends.
So perhaps not surprisingly coming from you, you're telling us that grit is useful in friendship formation.
It does sound like